more than 9,000 frontline border workers have received the COVID-19 jab, and their families are next on the list. A retirement village resident says older people should come straight after that. Jean Bell reports.
Eric Henry is a resident at Somerset Falls Retirement Village in Warkworth, north of Auckland. He says older people should be the first group in the general population to get the jab. He does not question that border and health workers should be the priority groups, but after that, elderly people should be first in line.
After that, I think there is a case for the older people getting it, because they're in the vulnerable group. The younger people are not in the vulnerable group.
COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins is not revealing the next priority group, but he says a decision about that is in the works.
How we sequence things might be a little different to other countries, and our circumstances are different. You know, we don't have COVID-19 spreading in the community. So what we want to do is really focus in on risk. So first of all, who's most at risk of getting COVID-19 and who's most at risk of having an adverse consequence if they were to get COVID-19?
Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says the biggest risk factors are age and pre-existing health conditions. He says the Ministry of Health's advice to the government on who should be next in line takes this into account. New Zealand Aged Care Association Chief Executive Simon Wallace understands vaccination of the country's 40,000 aged care facility residents and 30,000 staff will begin in April and be finished by June. He is happy with the scheduling of the vaccine rollout.
There are a lot of priorities, and I think all New Zealanders would like to see the rollout happen quickly, but it's also got to be done safely and effectively as well. And we are in constant touch with the vaccine officials at the ministry, and we're happy with the current rollout, which will follow MIQ border workers and frontline staff.
He says some older people in aged care facilities are vulnerable and need to be vaccinated at their place of residence. He says the organisation is working with the Ministry of Health on a daily basis on the implementation strategy.
Our residents have some very acute health conditions. They have what we call comorbidities, and that means that all our rest home residents must be vaccinated on site. They can't go to a hospital to do that. They need to be vaccinated on site. So we're working through all those logistics with the Ministry of Health at the moment.
Warkworth Retirement Village resident Eric Henry thinks most older people will get the vaccine.
They recognise that they're in a vulnerable group. They take care of their health as best they can, and they are very conscious of their the closeness and relationships within the village to their neighbours and their friends. I would think there'd be a very high percentage prepared to take it.
Retirement Village Residents Association President Peter Carr supports the government's current strategy so far.
My personal view is that the older people aren't as exposed as those in other countries, and I actually support the government's operation at the moment of ensuring that the frontline workers who are very much exposed, and including those running MIQ facilities, get the first option at the vaccine.
Epidemiologist Michael Baker says New Zealand is fortunate that it even has the luxury of being able to roll out the vaccine in an orderly way.
In many countries, it is just a matter of life or death for some populations to get the vaccine as fast as possible and, in some cases, given to as many people as possible.
While the vaccine rollout begins, the country faces heightened alert level restrictions. Age Concern Auckland Chief Executive Kevin Lamb is urging Kiwis to check in on the elderly during the alert level 3 lockdown in the city. He says people may feel more anxious and isolated, particularly those who live alone and are forced to stay home. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi nei, ko Jean Bell, TNA.